Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. So one thing that we've been saying as we go through 1 John is that it's very binary, very black and white. Right, throughout the book, John is like, you're either in or you're out, light or dark, righteous or unrighteous, born of God or born of the devil. And throughout the book, John has been getting at pretty much what we're talking about in this passage as well. He makes it super explicit as well, this binary thing. If you love others, you know God, because God is love. But if you do not love, it means you do not know God. This is where he's laying it out. Like, that's it. And he repeats this multiple times throughout the book, and it's worth repeating again, right? If you love others, you know God. If you do not, you do not know God. And John repeats himself, and these ideas and teachings he keeps on repeating because I think they're just worth bringing up again and again. It's important. It's so central to who we are. Because the ability to love, right, the source of love itself is from God. In verse 9 and 10, I think it's kind of like some of the most important verses really in the Bible in some sense, but especially in the book, where he says that in this, the love of God was made manifest among us. The love of God was made manifest among us. Manifest among us, this means Jesus, the Word, became flesh. And so when we understand love, right? Typically in our day, we might think of love as like a feeling. I love this person. I feel something about that person. And that's part of it. But here, the love of God was made manifest. It's not just an idea or an emotion. It was made tangible, manifest, flesh and blood. Love was incarnated. It became a person. And not only was love made manifest, it was demonstrated. This is verse 10, and this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. God's love was made manifest through Jesus, and it was demonstrated through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, dying for the forgiveness of our sins. And then verse 11, he lays it out. If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. It is just that simple. As we have experienced the love of God, what should happen is that we learn to love others. Doesn't mean it's easy, but through this, because of what Jesus has done for us, we have that love within us. We have the ability. We can go and do it. And so let us, as we remind ourselves of this word, let's pray that we can love. Let's bless one another. Let's see other people differently because we know the love of God abides in us. It lives in us. Since God has loved us, let us also love one another. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for coming to be the propitiation for our sins, to show us your love made manifest. And Lord, I pray that we will live with this love, and that we will love one another. We'll love one another within the body. We'll love one another within our families, our roommates, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, that we will reflect and show people that we have experienced your love and how we tangibly love one another and love others. I pray that we'll be incarnational, that our love for others won't just be a feeling, but we will demonstrate it through our actions, through our words, God. Use us, God. Bless us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.